The welfare came to our house one day and they said to my mum, we're having a family day out, you know, we want to take the children out, and which they did. We went down to the wharf and they had this massive big ship there that had, you know, activities for the kids, everything. A week later, they had rang mum again and said, you know, we're taking the kids on another outing. And when I think about it now, maybe that was their way of monitoring, I don't know. But when they came back, and I mean, my brother was only, he was only so tiny. We used to just live at the back of Bundy out here at 5 Crab Street. And when the bus had pulled up, and mum had us, like, Carmel and I were dressed pretty, and my brother. And it wasn't until we got on the bus, I think my mum had realised, well, why would they want to take a baby, you know? And looking back, and we were waving to mum, and I could see, I could just picture my mum crying on the veranda. She knew we weren't coming back. For 10 years, we were in that mission. And I can remember one time the people that was looking after us in the mission, we had to go to Perth. I had to have an ear operation. And it wasn't we got until where 440 Roadhouse is now, there was a sign there with Geraldton written on it. And my older sister said to me, Kathleen, we come from this town. And I said to her, how do you know that? She said, because that's what Dad taught us. And as we were coming down Rifle Range Road, I knew that street. And we pulled up at my grandmother's house and my grandmother was watering the lawn. All of a sudden, she just dropped to her knees. My dad had run out, and because they had high steps, my dad's like, he thought something happened to my grandmother, you know, so he'd run out. And when he saw his three children get out of their car, it was just like, when I saw my dad, I knew I'm home. So they'd left us for a couple of hours, and when they came back for us, and we've still got photographs, I clung to my daddy's legs. I didn't want to go. And when I was 12, just about 11, 12 when I came out of the mission, my dad and his second wife had got us out of there. And I think once Dad had saw us when we pulled up that day, that was his incentive. That's it, I'm getting my kids back, no matter what. My sister and my brother, my older sister is still to this day finding it very hard, even though like we're in our 40s now, but she's still finding it so, so hard. She's had a lot of troubles in her life, a hell of a lot of troubles. We haven't spoken for almost 10 years. And I think once, if we sit down and talk about what happened, things may change. I may see my mum once a year. I may see my mum once every 2 years. Sometimes I might just phone her out of the blue, but we've never, ever, ever had that mother-daughter relationship. It's hard. And when I had my own daughter, that's one thing I swore I'd never ever do, is push my daughter away. You know, like, I have a lot of non-Indigenous friends, a hell of a lot of them, and I don't expect them to say sorry to me. They didn't do what happened, you know? But no, I certainly, I just wish there would, at least one of the young ones would come up to me and say, look, Bunny Cathy, you know, we want to hear about what happened to you. And just to target one kid, if one kid asked me that, then I'd be the happiest person.